The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 10th. Today's word is blandish, spelled B-L-A-N-D-I-S-H. Blandish is a verb that means to coax with flattery, to cajole. It can also mean to act or speak in a flattering or coaxing manner. Here's the word used in a sentence from A Perfect Spy by John le Carré. And all that was left of Pym, it seemed to me, as I wove my lies and blandished and perjured myself before one kangaroo court after another, was a failing con man tottering on the last legs of his credibility. The word blandish has been a part of the English language since at least the 14th century, with virtually no change in its meaning. It ultimately derives from blandus, a Latin word meaning mild or flattering. One of the earliest known uses of blandish can be found in the sacred writings of Richard Rawl de Hampole, an English hermit and mystic, who cautioned against the dragon that blandishes with the head and smites with the tail. Although blandish might not exactly be suggestive of dullness, it was the mild sense of blandus that gave us our adjective bland, which has a lesser-known sense meaning smooth and soothing in manner or quality. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.